Now, being a Tuesday afternoon, Margaret Mills is back with us again, and she's going back to cures and remedies. What have you got for this lot? I remember some of the other ones.
Well, this time I'm looking at cuts and bruises.
Right. And what are you going to tell us about cuts and bruises?
Right, the first thing I think I should say is please don't try this at home.
We won't.
No, some of the cures are not as your GP would prescribe. So if you've got a cut today, normally you stick an elastoplast, other plasters are available, on it, or a dab of antiseptic. What did you do hundreds of years ago when such things didn't exist? Well, you had to improvise. So how did you improvise? Well, in a number of ways. One of the ways you could have cured a cut was by gathering up a handful of spider's webs and clapping it on over the top of the cut. The other way you could deal with cuts in folklore remedies was by mixing honey with garden dirt and putting that on your cut. The mind boggles, but this is...
garden dirt?
Indeed. This is a well-known Essex recorded remedy and probably recorded for other places
as well. Must have worked. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it.
Well, any number of things could be used with cuts. Mm. Seaweed, for example.
Mm.
So if you were lucky enough to be at Southend, you could grab a handful of seaweed and clap it on top of the wound, and that would, it said, stop it clotting. Mm. That would make the blood clot, stop it bleeding. You could also try ordinary garden moss. That was used as a wound dressing as well. So what if you had a bruise rather than a cut? Well, to stop the bruise going all the colours of the rainbow, you could try pounded parsley. So if you had some parsley, you could pound it in a pestle and mortar and put that on top of the bruise. And I'm reliably informed that helped to return your skin to a normal, natural, healthy colour.
How did you strap it on?
Well, you didn't. Huh. You had to somehow keep the parsley on your arm. I would think a little bit of water added to the pounded parsley would enable it to stick to the bruise.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was one sovereign remedy for dealing with bruises. Another way of dealing with bruises was to put lard onto the bruise. Now, you'll often hear older people say, well, if you banged your head, rub some butter on it. So you can see how perhaps lard has gone down in folklore remedy as a substitute remedy for dealing with bruises. So, yes, bruises, cuts. Nowadays, we just reach for the elastoplast. Not so over 100 years ago.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thanks very much indeed. And where are you going next week? You stay with cures and remedies.
I am. A subject that makes anybody wince. Toothache.
Yes, it's just made me wince. Okay, fine. We'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.